Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Here we are again tonight here on Grills Gone Wild. This is Green Ideas Radio, and you've got me and my trusty sidekick, Crispy, out in Orlando, Florida. Good morning, or good evening, Crispy.
Yes, I don't, have you been sipping on the moonshine already? Come on.
Yes, I have. I forgot. This is the night show. I forgot this is not the morning show, but whatever.
No, this is not the early morning show. Welcome to Grilling Ideas Radio, Shiner Nation. Hope you're listening up. Oh, yeah.
We have got one heck of a show tonight. This is a big deal for us this evening. We've got the Shiner Nation, the Moonshine Band is coming on with us this evening. And are you excited, Crispy?
Oh, I'm definitely excited, man. These guys are pretty awesome, just like all of our guests. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went out and put socks on this evening because I usually go barefoot all day long, but we're having, you know, royalty show up to our show this evening, so I decided to put on socks. Didn't have any clean ones, but I checked the hamper and found some that I could use. So
awesome. We are. sounds like you're like the things you would do when you're on tour is like, these shorts still clean? I only wore them for a few days. They'll be good. Let me just spray some cologne on them. They'll be good.
You do the little sniff test. You say, yeah, these will work. These will work.
Yeah, these are fine. You know, these will work. Just spray cologne on your dirty clothes. You'll be good.
Spray a little cologne. You're good. Well, we're going to start off for those people who are joining us this evening who may not be familiar with the Moonshine Bandits. We're going to start off with one of their songs, Shine With Me, and then we're going to be bringing the band on. They're on tour right now, and they're going to be calling in from Texas. But we're going to start off with Shine With Me, and then we'll be back here shortly after the song to talk to the Moonshine Bandits.
South SoCal, Green Bay, Georgia, Oregon, Carolina, SC, Texas, Frisky, Lifted, get a piece, 4x low ride, strippers, get a mate, truckers, loggers, skaters, fighters, suckers, bloggers, haters, fighters, bottles, foggers, papers, lighters, mutters, boggers, raiders, niners, Japan, Afghan, Iran, Iraq, ship CDs, overseas and back, farm boys, white boys, get a six pack, juggalo, spark it up, can I get that, rednecks, rednecks, rebels, outlaws, shine runs, counter like sunny runs, southfall, whiskey and women, still what I'm about, ma. If you're shining, get real loud, y'all.
Oh, we've been everywhere around this land. Oh, we've been everywhere around this land. So when your whistle shine, then you'll understand how we've been raising hell across the land.
Oh, let her go, boys.
that Shiner sound, boy. Pass me the beer for the fireman. Politics suck cause they're liars, man. Now pass me the beer for the tired man. I'm for the common man to be hired, man. Pass me the beer for the single mom, working for the weekend and singing this song. Pass me the beer for the single dad, working for the weekend and singing some jack. Navy, Army, Air Force, Go Hard, U.S. Marines, U.S. Coast Guard, red, white, blue, blue collar bill. Now pass me the Jaeger, make sure it's chill.
Oh, we've been everywhere around this land. Oh, we've been everywhere around this land. So when your will shine, then you'll understand how we've been raising hell across the land. Oh, do you want to shine with me? Oh, do you want to shine with me? Oh, if you want to shine, it's going down tonight. Put your cups up and shine with me.
Yes, we're going to shine this evening with the Moonshine Bandits, and that was their song, Shine With Me. And if everything's working on the board, we should have someone from the Moonshine Bandits on the phone here with us.
Are you there?
Yeah, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? This is Tex with the Moonshine Bandits.
Hey,
Moonshine Bandits, Shiner Nation. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, we're trying to stay out of trouble, and we just wanted to thank you, first of all, for coming on our show, and appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule out there on your tour and coming on our little rinky-dink internet show here called Grills Gone Wild. Actually, tonight, since you guys are on here, it's Grills Gone Wilder.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, and I guess the first thing we want to start off, for the guys that aren't familiar with who you are and our listeners, tell us who you guys are. We know who you are, but why don't you tell the folks that are maybe some listeners have never heard you before who the heck you guys are?
We're a traveling circus of mayhem. No, we're the Moonshine Bandits. We're from California. We've been traveling the U.S. right now. Our music is kind of like a fusion of country, rock, and hip-hop. And we're a national act signed to Subnoise Records, and we make raise hell music.
Sweet.
Well, you guys have definitely got the Shiner Nation going on strong here in California. I've been following you for a while, and I know you're up there from, I guess you call it, the pronunciation is Los Banos, right?
Los Banos, yeah. We're right in the middle of California, central California, the valley. That's our hometown. It's about 35,000 people there. But
you kind of started off as like a cult following there in Los Banos, and then from there you just guys have rocketed off across the nation.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to just take a grassroots approach to where we built up our fan bases like a family that's pretty much all over the U.S. and got a few in Sweden, a few in Japan, a few in England, so it's been really awesome. All the Shiners everywhere around the world are connecting with each other and sharing stories, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of things in common, so it's working out pretty good.
Yeah, I was noticing on your Facebook page, you even got people that now are following you that are, I guess, putting tattoos on their arms with the Shiner Nation and the Moonshine Bandits. You got a whole section just on your Facebook page just for the tattoos.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty much the biggest honor you could do for somebody is get something inked on you for life. And it means a lot to us. One thing about our music is we preach more than music. It's kind of like a lifestyle of just you only live once, so live at full throttle, so to speak.
Yeah, hey, I noticed on your tour schedule, I live here in Orlando, Mickey Mouse Town. When are you guys
right.
going to head down this way? We'd like to see you.
Funny you should ask. In, I think, January, we're supposed to do like 4 mud bogs over in Florida area, and we'll be out that way. It'll be some big old outdoor festivals, so it should be awesome.
Now, you're right now on tour. You're in Houston, Texas presently, and from there, it looks like you've got a busy schedule for the next several weeks. Where are you heading from Houston?
We got about, I think, 4 more shows in Texas. We've been out on the road 3 weeks already, and now we just jumped on tour with Rehab.
They're from Atlanta, Southern rock band. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're pretty awesome. And then tonight we got a show, like you said, in Houston. I got to pretty much get ready in a few minutes, but it's been going good. It's pretty crazy. Just a bunch of wild-ass people at the show.
Well, I have to ask, Tex, since you're in, are you from Texas originally?
No, I'm not. I'm from California. My partner's from Mississippi. Tex is just kind of like a wild stage name that we kind of just came up with. It's my other persona, I guess. Got one persona as my business persona, and then Tex is just the kind of like the asshole on stage persona.
Yeah, it's kind of like us, Brilliant and Crispy. We're the persona, those the superheroes, Brilliant and Crispy on the radio, but we get that. Hey, I want to ask you a couple of things real quick. I know you guys got your show coming up here soon, but noticed just recently, looking on your Facebook page, that you guys have just opened up a bar and grill called Shiner's Bar and Grill.
That's true, yeah. We've been open for about a month now. We basically took a lot of the stuff we've seen at cool bars across the U.S. and we jammed it all into one bar, made it our own, built a stage in there, and we've been serving these stuffed burgers that we came up with that have the toppings in the inside, and it's pretty awesome for our hometown because there's nothing like that where we're from, so it's been doing pretty well.
Well, you can you tell us what's your favorite burger?
We got a Moonshine Bandit burger. It's just off the charts. It's full pound of beef, and then the inside is stuffed with homemade chili and cheddar, and then on the top is onion rings and bacon.
Wow.
if you go online and look at the menu, I'm looking at it right now, and everything just like I'm so hungry just looking at the menu. I may have to catch out a flight out there to California and go to the restaurant.
Yeah, we tried to make it not healthy at all.
There you go.
That was our goal. You got plans
yeah.
to expand the restaurant, or are you just going to have one location?
We've always been thinking ahead. We have been asked that quite a few times, but want to see how this one goes for a year and see where we're at on profit margins before we start getting ahead of ourselves. But so far, so good.
And then I also wanted to mention to the listeners that may not be familiar with you that you've also got your own line of Moonshine Whiskey 99 Proof, and they can find that on it's called outlawshine.com. And it just kind of,
yeah.
I guess your background is you've got moonshine runners in your family, right?
Yeah, well, my great-grandfather, he owned a barbershop over in the Bay Area, and he wasn't really running moonshine, so to speak, but he was bootlegging booze during the Prohibition. He had my great aunts. They were carrying it in these baby carriages to a lot of the politicians and stuff and just transporting booze when you weren't supposed to be selling booze, which I thought it was kind of fascinating when I was hearing the family stories about it. And, you know, he's just during those times, the money was tough, but he was able to provide for his family, I guess, not really a legal way, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Now, I know you got to leave for your show this evening, but we're gonna play a few of your songs, and I want to ask you before I held you up too long. What time do you have to leave?
Probably got to get out of here in about 10 minutes.
All right, good. So I want to tell everybody who's listening too that make sure they check out your website, which is really easy to remember. It's www.moonshinebandits.com, and you've got your album on there, Whiskey and Women, which is some of the songs that we're playing tonight was coming from that album. And I guess they can find the album on your website, or they can also find it on any of the major music websites.
Yeah, I mean, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, and then also in physical stores like Best Buy, Chains, FYE. So still there's a few music stores out there, but mainly a lot of things are just digital, like online, like you said. But, yeah, it's out there.
Now, are you working on a new one?
Yeah, we got about 6 songs done. We're not really rushing it. It probably won't come out till early next year. We're just trying to get through the touring right now and then take a nice break hang out with our families and then start recording again.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play one of your songs that's on the first album, and then we'll come back and chat with you a few more minutes before you go. And while we're gone, I tell you what, I always ask this question to a lot of guests. Think of something that maybe nobody knows about you and that you can share with us on the radio.
when we
come back from, I'm going to play your song, Whiskey River, and then we'll come back and I'll chat with you for a few more minutes before you have to go. This is Moonshine Bandits, and the song is Whiskey River.
Sounds good.
Table now, break that bottle now, drink, 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 drink. I could raise some hell and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Gun rack in the back, old Jack in the sack, head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now I'm Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar.
Now break that bottle, now drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and give me some. But if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walk the line, cause I'm a rebel, son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride. And we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gon' treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.
And that was Moonshine Bandits, Whiskey River. And we've got Tex from Moonshine Bandits on joining us this evening. And, okay, you said, Tex, that you only live once, and you got to live life to its fullest. So I have to ask that question. Is there something you can tell us that nobody knows, like a secret talent or something like that, that maybe you can share with the crowd?
Yeah, there's a few things. Bird, believe it or not, used to play golf for Mississippi State, and he almost went pro, but he drank himself out of college.
Oh, really?
Wow. Another hidden talent that we have is that we search for, I don't know if you guys like Taco Bell, but we search for these chili cheese burritos that they used to have. There's only 700 locations in the entire world that has them, and we love to search for them on tour.
Oh, I saw a post on your Twitter of you were at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that was authentic Mexican food. But the other day we did find them, and we were in Mississippi, and we found them at a random Taco Bell.
And it's called a chili what?
Chili cheese burrito. They only have them in 700 Taco Bells. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because I've eaten many of the seven layer burritos. Like, my God, I don't even want to think about how many seven layers I've eaten in my life.
Yeah, you got to try one of these chili cheese burritos. In fact, If you got time, go to chilicheese.org and sign the petition to bring them back.
Okay. They have them in San Diego?
You know what? They're kind of scarce in California.
Are they?
Well, yeah.
Have to check that out. Right, check that out, Chris. We'll have to go see if we can get the petition posted
Texas
on our site.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
I know, that's kind of random.
Well, Tex, we appreciate it. I know you got to go, and we appreciate you taking time to be on our show this evening. We wish you the best in your travels and your tour, and keep us posted with your when you come out with your new CD. And I want to remind all listeners to make sure they check out your website. There's a link on our show that all you have to do is click, and you can go to the moonshinebandits.com or outlawshine.com. Do you have a website for the restaurant also?
Yeah, it's shinersbarandgrill.com.
Shinersbarandgrill.com. And if you're ever in Los Baños, check it out. And I'm going to have to get I head that way quite often, so I'm going to have to go have me one of those big-ass burgers.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
Right.
We really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
We do appreciate
Thank
it. Thank
you.
Take care.
You guys take care, all right?
All right, thank you, too. And there you go.
Bud.
That was Tex from Moonshine Bandits, and we appreciate him taking time. And you got to fly out here, Crispy. Get on a plane and fly out. We need to go to Los Baños.
I know, man. Like, I'm telling you, man, you need to check out that menu because it is ridiculous. Just looking at some of the food, like, I just ate two Swiss cheeseburgers of portobello baby mushrooms just a little bit ago.
Yep.
And then I look on the menu and I see all the burgers and all the stuff they got, and I'm like, holy crap. You know, maybe it's time to pack the bags and move out there, and I don't know. That's crazy. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry whenever we do this show.
I think we need to look in making a barbecue boozer sauce using the Outlaw Shine. Maybe I need to talk to them after the show, so we can come up with something for them. And if you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, the barbecue sauces that you have, one's bourbon,
yep,
one's
bourbon,
got margarita.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure there has to be a way to incorporate moonshine into a right tasting barbecue sauce. I do declare.
Yeah. I think we will have to check that out. And if you notice, a lot of their music has a lot to do with whiskey and drinking and smoking and our kind
of
guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to play one of their songs off of their album here. It's called Super Goggles. And you ever had the Super Goggles when you drink too much, Crispy?
Oh, yes. I think we've all had. We all have.
Well, this is off of their album that he mentioned, Whiskey and Women. It's a great song called Super Goggles. If any of us have been out there and had too much to drink, you'll know exactly what they're talking about in the song. We'll come back here after song and chat a little bit more. So everybody hang tight. This is Moonshine Bandit, Super Goggles.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle? Oh, this was a room full of twos, now they all look like supermodels.
Bottle. she might be a seven. I don't know, but I feel like I'm begging. If she wanna go, then I know what's best. And if she wanna roll, then we roll to the west. And I woke up in the morning and I learned my lesson. Wake up nice to kryptonite. Let my bottle hypnotize. I'm so Jimmy, super fly. Super goggle, super light.
What you do, what you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle?
About this one. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
By the way, just so you know, we had to cut our interview short because everything got mixed up again with timing. We're gonna have to get the Mickey Mouse clock. But they have a show they were starting this evening and. Anyway, unfortunately, they can only stay with us for a little while, but for those that got to hear it, that was Tex from the Moonshine Bandits, and you get a chance, check out their website and also check out their Moonshine when you get a chance. Great, great guys, and we're part of the Shiner Nation now.
They should sponsor our show with the Outlaw Moonshine.
Yeah.
We need some more liquor sponsors.
We should talk to them about that. You know, maybe you and I could do a little bartering, a little moonshine, a little voiceover work, a few commercials on Great Ideas Radio. That's a great idea.
I mean, if you think about it, like you and Tom from Big Butts, I traded voiceover work for barbecue sauce and burgers. You know, the barter system's awesome.
Speaking of that, I guess it's time. That was a good segue because I haven't played any of our sponsors' ads, and I got to find them. So amuse yourself. Talk to the crowd while I'm trying to find the ads. But we do need to help out our sponsors. But that is a good idea. We can use all the sponsors
yes,
you get,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Right. We're always looking for new, exciting sponsors.
Yes, we are. Now if I can just find the right button, because right now is when your timing is completely off, and you can't find what
you're looking for. Speaking of that, I've got to order some more green chili rub from good old Albuquerque Seasonings because mine is getting low, and that stuff is so addictive.
Can I tell you, I used Albuquerque Seasonings on my popcorn last night.
Yeah, you were saying that when we were talking earlier. You're like, man, I had popcorn, a little butter, and sprinkle some of the green chili seasoning rubs on it, and I'm like, and then, like, tonight, actually, when I did my portobello baby mushrooms, I sautéed them in some butter, and I put a little bit of the green chili sprinkle in it, kind of mix it around.
Right.
It came out good. Like, it came out really, really good. Quite
well,
I tell you.
The popcorn was amazing, and anybody who hasn't tried it, you got to try out Albuquerque Seasonings product. We love the green chili rub. You can put it on anything.
Yes.
We keep saying it. We say it every week, but it's the truth. I swear, you could put it on pancakes.
It's the favorite. Like, yeah, like I've got the SPG and the barbecue rub. I like them too. There's something about the green chili rub. I don't know what it is. It's like awesome.
He does have some good stuff, and I found their ad, so thank you for stalling. That was great timing. I found their Albuquerque ad, so everybody hang tight. Check out the green chili rub from Albuquerque Seasoning.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasoning spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, definitely check that out. We're not kidding. It's good stuff. And then crispy, after you grill with Albuquerque Seasonings, what goes good afterwards after you've done some grilling with some great pork chops and a great meal?
A slice of turtle cheesecake. Or if you're having a... We need a cheesecake sponsor.
Yes,
we need something for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and like the after-hour cocktail drink cigar kind of deal.
Yeah, if there's anybody there who sells cheesecakes, let us know. We'll make a barter deal for a few cheesecakes and put you on our show. That wasn't the segue I was looking for, but
oh. Okay.
And you really don't know what segue I was looking for, do you?
after the green chili and after you barbecue and eat your dinner, you want a nice, fine Don Pablo cigar.
There you go. Jeez, you finally caught up. Okay, so
I have my senior moments. It happens.
And by the way, we have definitely got to change this ad. Next week, we're having a new ad because I'm tired of hearing my doofus.
Okay.
Voice reading the ad, but anyway, everybody, check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory if you're looking for a great cigar after you've done your grilling. And here is the ad we made that we've got to redo.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome. I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.DonPabloCigars.com.
Yep, check them out. Don Pablo Cigar Factory. If you're looking for a great cigar, you cannot find a better one than if you go to their website and order some. And Crispy, I was looking through some, since we've got some time to kill here, I was looking through some more food news. And
guys, I wanted to mention something real quick for the listeners.
Go ahead.
I think there's a few people that, like, if you scroll down to the bottom of our show page, There's a chat room in there where you can chat with me or Mr. Brilliant Idea.
Well, thank you. Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Is there anybody in the chat room? Let's see.
Nope. Just me, you, and some guest.
Anyway, we were talking about food news, and did you know, I just found this in Science Daily. You know, this shows you I'm a smart guy. I read Science Daily. Egg yolk consumption is as bad as smoking when it comes to osteoporosis of, and what is that? That's the deal with the veins. I guess the veins getting hard. Yeah, they did a survey, and it says eating egg yolks accelerates this in a manner similar to smoking cigarettes. Surveying more than 1,200 patients, they found that regular consumption of egg yolks is about two-thirds as bad as smoking when it comes to increased buildup of carotid plaque, a risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The research is published online in a journal, and I can't say the word, atherosclerosis, but anyway, it's amazing. So now, you know, one minute eggs are good for you. Next minute eggs are not good for you. And it's like back and forth. So now you're better off get up in the morning, drink coffee, and smoke a cigarette, I guess.
Yeah. Don't most of our chef friends use the egg stuff?
Yeah. I mean, everybody uses eggs. I know. Well,
that's crazy.
I'm just reading from Science Daily, so remember that these are just opinions.
Well, you know, it's like with the wine thing. The wine thing for a while is like, yes, drink red wine, one glass a day, it's healthy for your heart, and then like a year later it's like, don't drink one glass of wine a daily. It's not so good for the heart. They did that with coffee too.
Unless Science Daily has a thing against the egg board, I don't know, because I just read it.
Maybe the eggheads don't like the eggs. I don't know.
I guess. And then here's another thing. You know the 5-hour energy drink?
Like the Bull Red and the Monster stuff?
There's actually one called the 5-hour energy drink. I think it's what they call it.
Little bottle stuff.
Yes.
In a red, yellow bottle. Yeah.
They're coming out with a candy bar. Make sure I read this right. The bar will have 95 calories and taste as good as any candy you've ever had, but will give you the ability to starve off hunger for 3 hours or longer. Wouldn't a Snickers bar do the same thing?
That's what I thought. I eat a king-size Snicker bar and I'm full for a while. The energy bar probably is going to cost like $7 a bar.
Snickers bar might
be $1.29.
In fact, if you do the math, you could eat probably 4 Snicker bars for the same price, and then you would be off 6 hours.
I know, right? Jeez, people will buy those up, or maybe it won't last. I don't know.
All right, here's another story. Since we're on a roll here, did you know that when you say you're drinking beer, you may not be really drinking beer?
Oh, I did see an article about this. Yeah, that's crazy.
This is weird. Because of all the new gluten-free things that are out there, there's a lot of beers that are crafted with sorghum, rice, wheat. And because of the alcohol board and the way they classify beers, it goes into all this technical stuff. But basically, some people out there that are calling beers are not really beers according to the FDA. So some of the products now may have to be changed because it's got to be a malt beverage, and you can only have malt beverage if you use hops and barley. So there's a big fight in the beer industry right now. If you don't use hops and barley, you can't call it beer. So there's a big mess going on right now. So there's those gluten-free products that they're calling beer. I don't know what they're going to call them after this, but I guess they'll call them something.
That might change some laws about drinking and driving.
Yes, really.
This ain't beer, officer. It's not beer at all, according to blobbity blah face. It's not beer at all. I'm still sober, apparently.
And here's another crazy one from Science Daily again. These folks have got some crazy stuff going on, but they have found a way to half the fat in chocolate by infusing infusing it with cranberry juice and instead of in the milk, the dark and white chocolate, use cranberry or orange juice. And the clever chemistry does not take away the chocolatey smooth mouthfeel given by the fatty ingredients, but it gives you half the fat. So now Hershey's and some other folks are working on a chocolate that is infused with fruit. And I guess you can't call that chocolate anymore either, could you?
I don't know, man, because, like, the original ingredients for chocolates, you know, milk and, I mean, like, look at those. You ever watch those chocolatiers make milk or chocolates? I mean, it's like nothing. Like, I don't know. I don't think it would be called chocolate anymore.
Well, here's what they say. It says, however, it's the fat that gives chocolate all the indulgent sensations that people crave, the silky smooth texture and the way it melts in your mouth but still has a snap to it when you break it with your hands. We found a way to maintain all those things that make chocolatey, but with fruit juice instead of fat. Our study is just the starting point to healthier chocolate. We've established the chemistry behind the new technique, but now we're hoping the food industry will take our method to make tasty, lower-fat chocolate bars. So there you go.
I guess the only thing to do is when and if they do come out, I guess try one. I guess. I don't know. I mean, it may work. You know,
but anyway.
I wonder if the fruit would be like you infused raspberry. You know, would the chocolate bar taste like raspberry chocolate?
Well, they say that it actually has a slight fruity taste. I'm reading here a little bit more about it. But if they add more of the some kind of cocoa chemical that I can't pronounce, it gives it more of the chocolate, and it will overpower the fruit taste and the fruit smell. But I guess eventually the Dr. Bond, who's this guy who did this study for the Journal of Materials Chemistry, says everyone loves chocolate, but unfortunately we all know that many chocolate bars are high in fat. This is a way for you to eat more chocolate without getting fat.
Interesting.
See, we're just not only full of crap, but we're full of info here, too.
I know. We're full of it all today. Moonshine and burgers and seasonings and all kinds of tasty nuggets of information and entertainment.
Would you like me to play your ad since we got some time? Everybody, please go help out Crispy. He needs the work.
Yes, help me out. I need to go to work. I need to do lots of things.
If you need, like, some voiceover work or your own commercial, or you just need someone to talk sexy to you and record it, whatever, he'll do anything.
Right.
Check out.
If you know, like, someone has a website and you land on it and it's just like, it's blah. Like, if you go to WeGotBurgers.com. Instead of just going to the page and you're just like, okay, you go to WeGotBurgers.com and all of a sudden there's this magical music and this magical angelic voice.
Well, by the way, too, for those who listen to the Don Pablo cigar commercial, don't hold that against Crispy. That was my fault.
it's just a little more fine-tuning, and I think with the new software I got, I think we'll be golden.
A little more fine-tuning, like get someone else to read the line instead of me. That would be a better fine-tuning.
Yeah, because we don't want to listen to me all the time because I do the intros, the commercials. I mean, there's enough of my jaw-jacking for the duration of the show.
All right, I'm going to play your ad so you can get a few minutes of fame here, or a few seconds, the 44 seconds of fame. So here you go. Everybody check out Crispy's website.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Yes, he's making noise and all kinds of noise that you don't even want to know about, but check out his website.
No. Well, don't remember when I sent you the first one, you were like, you need to redo that because you sound like Eeyore. I'm like, nah, my name's blah-bitty blah, I'm a voiceover artist, blah-bitty blah. You're like you're saying you're fine, fall asleep. Make a new one.
No, it's a cool one. It's a cool one. You actually did do a new one, I believe. I just haven't downloaded it onto the website yet. So I'll have to play your new ad soon. And, oh, yeah, let's see. I forgot to tell you, we increased the show an extra 15 minutes because we thought we were going to be on longer with the Moonshine Bandits. So we've still got 14 minutes to go. So I got to make up some time here.
14 minutes. I better get looking. Well, what else is there? What else is there?
Well,
on the Shiner Bar and Grill, they have
yes.
a cardiac dog instead of like the heart attack burger.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big that is or how crazy that is.
Would you like to hear another one of their songs?
Yeah, if we got another one, like I went on their website and listened to some of their music. They're And you can tell the Tex, he's a genuinely cool cat.
Yes, definitely.
Very down-to-earth guy. Very down-to-earth.
I'll play another one of their songs. Let's see. Let's go with Whiskey in My Soul. That'll take up 4 minutes.
There we go.
All right. We're going to play Whiskey in My Soul, Moonshine Bandits, and we'll be back to close out the show, talk about what's coming on tomorrow, and some more gobbledygook that we'll talk about. So everybody hang tight. This is the Moonshine Bandits.
Who would have thought this music thing was going to go this far? I never asked for this. I never asked for this fast living. The women, the whiskey, craziness. There's whiskey in my soul.
I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home.
Yeah.
I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke, always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Dirt with my bottle in my glass, with a marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, still living fast, to whiskey in my soul on the day that I passed. Kiss my kids goodbye, tell them daddy was a rebel, living life on the road with his foot on the pedal. Now it's backstage rooms where the devil likes to pray, with his coke on the counter and a blowing long legs. And my great grandfather was a California bootlegger. Now I sell my own booze, I guess I'm a booze maker. Life's been a dice game, go ahead and call it. Felons on my payroll with a couple alcoholics. Put me in the dirt with my jack in my glass, with the marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, man, I live fast. And those who didn't like me to kiss my ass.
I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. Shot glass down in a light of a smoke, always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I'm a highwayman on a midnight run. Granddaddy always said to never trust no one. And I've had my ups and I've had my downs, and the sheriff wants me out of my hometown. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Get it, boy.
Well, it all started back when I was young, because pops had liquor and pops had none. Born bred outlaw, second to none. The toughs of some in the trailer park or slums. Broke as hell, taking money from bums. Just get out on the street and push, wait for fun. Gotta make rent, get her done. One tough little badass, scared of no one. Born in the Greenby with the cattle and braids, getting tore up drunk in the old corn maze. Lost in my brain, off the hash for days.
stuck in the pen, making Pruno in the cage. On the back of the tailgate, teach you the mount plate. Busting off shotgun shots in the sun bay. Raising up my daughter, hope I'm doing this the right way. With whiskey in my soul on this lonely highway.
I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
And that's Moonshine Bandits, Whiskey in My Soul. They got great, great music. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Okay, you there? Okay, that was weird. That was strange.
I thought maybe you fell asleep. I want to talk about tomorrow's show real quick. We have...
Yes. We have another blockbuster show.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
You actually landed our first guest, and I didn't mean that in a disparaging way, but you brought her.
Yes, I did.
Emily, how do you say her last name? Is it Ellen? Emily Ellen.
She was on the reality show, The Next Food Network Star. She was the rad chef. She had like platinum blonde hair, the old 50s glasses, kind of like a pinup chef, leave it to Miss Beaver Cleaver thingy going on. The station that I do my blues show on, she did Saturdays and Sundays interviews last week. And so I was like, well, you know, for some reason she just moved here to Orlando. So my friend Tez gave me her email address and I sent her a message. And she's like, heck yeah, that'd be rad if I could be on the show. And I'm like, awesome, I did something.
She wrote me right back. I mean, immediately when I wrote her, when you gave me the email address to follow up on it. And, so she should be a great guest. She'll be on first thing tomorrow morning at 8:30. West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time. And then we have our good buddy, Chef Scott Pearson. He's coming on to talk about some more of his infusion topics and his food truck's moving along. And those who
is his wife the sommelier coming on?
No, she's too busy to come on our show. So.
Oh, I see how it is. Oh, well.
No, she's actually had a prior engagement, and I sort of snuck up on him and said, hey, I need to fill air. So he's coming on tomorrow, and then they'll be back next month as the dynamic infusion duo, but he's coming on tomorrow. And then we have Shane Morgan, who's a country music singer that my friend Mandy from Synchronicity has set up with us. And so... another fun-packed show, plus we may even have some more cool food news. I like this food news bit, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about this one that I just found, seeing as we have a little extra time. I guess on an Air Canada flight, somebody found sewing needles stuffed inside some sandwiches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like five or six people on the flight that bit into their sandwich and... there was those tiny little, there was a few sewing needles in each sandwich. So apparently someone was upset with their job at the sandwich making factory, wherever that is.
Well, if they added a thread to that, then that'd be a whole new way of flying United.
I know, right?
But I'm bummed. I don't have the rim shot. By the way, I forgot to tell you. I don't think I've told you this. You remember Benny the Chef that was on a couple months ago?
Yeah, Benny the Chef.
Yeah, well, his friend from, what's it called? I call it Dish Up, is that right? Yeah, Dish Up. They are lining up a deal for us to do a simulcast where Benny's going to be on his Dish Up video series where he's teaching people how to cook. And the Bad Boys are going to join them in a simulcast radio broadcast and video broadcast at the same time. We got to figure out all the technical difficulties to figure this out with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I did get the email. That's what I meant to talk to you earlier, and you had to go take care of some business. Yeah, we'll have to just figure out how that's going to work.
So
more modern technology buffoonery.
September 15th, we're going to be attempting to do that. And by the way, everybody who's listening, if you want to come on our show, talk about your products, talk about yourself, sing, dance, whatever, just give us a call, give us an email, check us out. Also, check out our Twitter page, Facebook page. What other things are you
doing? And we have Tumblr.
Tumblr, that's
it's
right.
Tumblr is like a blog site. Like I try to post like some interesting recipes or promote like our sponsors on all the pages. You know.
And speaking of that too, if you want to be a sponsor, we can work out a great deal. Like we said before, we work
cheap.
We'll work for food. We literally work for food.
Pretty much. Food, booze, and cigars for the most part.
And
we need a dessert person.
Yes, we do. I like that cheesecake idea. So anybody who's listening, knows anybody who's in the cheesecake business, we need a cheesecake sponsor, and we'll work out a deal for some cheesecake. So let us know if you know somebody. You know what? Katarina's in the dessert business. We need to talk to her further.
Yeah, why doesn't she sponsor the show?
Yeah.
Queen of sweets.
I'll take
That'd
cookies.
Be awesome.
Cookies instead of, I bet she could make cheesecake.
Didn't you order some of her cookies and you said they were pretty awesome?
Oh, awesome cookies. They are. I'm not just saying this either. They were some of the best cookies I had ever eaten.
That's wild. I'll tell you, from doing this show with you when you asked me to jump aboard,
yes.
I'm friends with so many foodie people. Like, it's like I joined some strange cult without drinking the red Kool-Aid. Like, everyone's so cool and nice, and, like, it's this crazy family of cooking and craziness.
Well, the only thing don't have is that we don't have the shrunken heads on the stick, but other than that, you're pretty much right. It's like a cult.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why, I mean, I read Katarina's blog and some of the other people, the other chefs that are on. You know, I'm always, well, of course, when Katarina always posts, it's like, oh, my God, I wish I could just reach through the Facebook and grab it off the picture and eat the cookies and all the stuff she posts. All the chef, new chef friends I have, it's just like, even when you post your grid stuff on your grill, I'm like, oh, my God, and, like, it's crazy. I'm like, I'm coming over for dinner. I'll be on the next flight.
Well, that's what I like about it. Everybody's got to eat, and we've got an agenda here that works with the foodie people, and it's great. And guess what? We actually blew through all of our time. So we can we can actually shut up now on a Friday night. But I am going to give a warning. The next song I play is a great song, Moonshine Bandits, and it's called Outlaws. But like what they say, viewer discretion advised, listener discretion,
parental advisory.
Got some naughty words in it, but it's a great song. It's called Outlaws. And everybody make sure to listen in tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 East Coast to our show. And we'll be back for more.
Another blockbuster show for tomorrow. Emily Ellen. And I forgot the other two guests. Awesome.
Chef Scott. And
Chef Scott.
Morgan.
Okay.
All right. And on that note,
senior moments.
On that note, everybody, tune out your ears if you don't like bad words. I'm going to play the last song, Outlaws. Everybody have a nice evening, and we are done, Crispy.
Yes, we are. Good night, and thanks for your support, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban
Rebecca.
Let's go.
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
I got the common folk thinking that I'm going insane.
that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three, no speed, and shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time and show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representer. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you're working just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry is right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, because I'm a whiskey drinker.